This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's back! He's back and better than ever. Nick Costos. Nick, great to have you back. Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan. How are you, buddy?
What's going on, guys? Great to be back with you. Great to be on with the great sports fans in Cleveland. Happy football season to everybody.
We are pumped. We are ready to go. We can't wait. Tonight, let's just start with game number one. Dallas at Philadelphia. What's your gut telling you?
So the Eagles guys are sitting right now at BetMGM. 8.5-point favorite, like 8 or 8.5, depending on where you're looking. The total's 47.5, and this number got bet out after the Cowboys last week obviously traded Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers, so betting interest in the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, we have seen at 8.5 interest in Dallas in the betting market. So Dallas is the popular side at this number right now, not necessarily to win the game, but to at least keep the game close and cover the spread. And the more I've thought about this game and spent a lot of time this morning thinking about it and the on-field handicap, I'm actually going to lay the points with the Philadelphia Eagles tonight. And the reason why is, I think if you wanted to make a strong case for Dallas, it would be that the Cowboys can score enough, right, with the Eagles to stay in this game, maybe force a couple turnovers, keep the game close, and maybe potentially win it at the end, or at least score enough points to cover a big number. And Dallas's passing attack, for what it's worth, I do think has the chance to be awesome this year. I just don't know about this matchup against this defense. You know, CeeDee Lamb is probably going to see time in the slot tonight. Dallas acquired George Pickens this offseason from Pittsburgh. The problem for CeeDee Lamb is he's probably going to go up against Cooper DeJean, who was awesome last year as a rookie. And the problem for George Pickens is that he's probably going to see Quinyon Mitchell, another stud rookie from last year, a boundary cornerback for Philadelphia. Dallas is not going to be able to run. They've got Curtin Jerk and Jabroni running backs against this Eagles front. I don't know how Dallas is going to score a ton of points in this game, or at least score enough points to keep up. And on the flip side, Jerry Jones can say whatever he wants, guys, about Dallas's run defense improving with Kenny Clark in and Micah Parsons out. It's ridiculous. Parsons was one of the best run-defending edge rushers in the National Football League. There's no case to be made that Dallas's offense is better, losing maybe alongside Myles Garrett, the best pass rusher in the league, in Micah Parsons. I think the Eagles are going to lay it on them tonight. I do like the over in the game because I think Philly's going to score a ton. Dallas can do its part. So Eagles and the over would be my plays for tonight.
Nick Costos joining us. And Nick, back for another season with us, sure, is our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, and we absolutely love having him here. Our Cleveland Browns are a work in progress, Nick. How's that?
What I think that is a really nice way to put it, that they are a work in progress this season.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about the Browns for next season also. Just I don't know financially how this is all going to go, and the you, They need to hope that Jacksonville is bad, obviously, this year, since they have the Jaguars' first-round pick when they moved down from 2 to 5 and then selected Mason Graham. So I don't think the expectations should be that the Browns are going to be good this year. Like, the roster is not great, and obviously, like, the quarterbacks aren't great. And I don't think you get a full season of lightning in a bottle like they did a couple years ago when Flacco won Comeback Player of the Year, obviously. And I would guess Flacco starts maybe 5 or 6 games this year, and then you get like the poo-poo platter, emphasis on poo-poo, right, of Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. And, you know, maybe the Browns can keep it close. They could even steal this game. They play really well against Cincinnati. The Bengals obviously start slow, and that's been a big talking point this offseason. But even just think about, even if you think Cleveland can be competitive in games and Stefanski's a good coach and the defense does have to, I actually like some of the young defensive players on the Browns. Schweisinger, the linebacker. I like Mason Graham. This first 6 games is absolutely nightmarish for Cleveland, right? So, home Bengals, 5.5-point home dog right now. At the Ravens in week 2. Home Packers, at the Lions. Home Vikings, at the Steelers. I think they're probably going to start 0-6. And I think the whole thing for Cleveland is, like, maybe they want to be bad and bet on Jacksonville not being great. And then you have more ammo to get your quarterback next year. I think it's extremely likely the quarterback of the future, guys, is not currently on the roster. So I think if you're a Browns fan, what you really want to happen is for some of these young players to take a step, right, and show that they can be franchise cornerstones. Because they lost so many draft picks in the Watson trade that this roster really needs to be replenished with young talent. So the young guys really have to play well this year. And if that happens, even if the record's bad, I actually think that's progress for the Cleveland Browns, provided they can get their quarterback of the future in next year's draft.
Nick, we talked about that yesterday, because I think it's a strange predicament that they are in, and especially that the Browns fans are in, because you want to root for your team. On the other hand, next year's draft is supposed to be quarterback loaded. There are big names in it already. You would appear that you're going to get one, and you have 2 first-round picks to do it. So you'd want that pick, your pick, to be as high as possible, yet you want to win games this year. What's a Browns fan to do this year?
I think you probably, look, I'm never going to tell a fan base to root for your team to lose, especially one that hasn't seen a ton of success and I don't mean that to be a jerk, just like the Browns have never won a Super Bowl. They've never been to a Super Bowl. Obviously, since they re-entered the league in 98, they really haven't had any prolonged periods of being good. So obviously, like, you want your team to win. But I don't think they're going to. So I think what you need to root for instead, and again, just to reiterate what I said, you want these young players to really step up. Like, it would be great for the Browns. I'll throw some names out. Like, can Cedric Tillman show that he's a good player this year, someone you can depend on? Like, I know people, like, don't like Isaiah Bond, but, like, can Isaiah Bond show you something? Can Harold Fannin show you something? I actually think he'll have a nice rookie year. Can Schweisinger be really good? Can Mason Graham be really good? Like, you need these players to be good because you lost so many, like, premium picks in the Watson deal, obviously. So if you get through this year and you can confidently say, the Browns have several young building blocks on both sides of the ball, I think then you can feel decent about things moving forward, provided, obviously, they can get their quarterback. Because, look, I mean, maybe I'm wrong about Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. I think they're both probably NFL backups. Joe Flacco is in his 40s. Like, the quarterback of the future is not on this roster. So, for me, progress for the Browns, if these young players are good, then you can feel decent heading into next year. But, man, like, if Schweisinger's bad, if Graham's bad, if Tillman's bad, if Fannin's bad, I think they're probably going to be bad again next year.
Audio Sports Betting Insider Nick Kostos joining us right now. Nick, are you a Bengals believer or are you a Bengals skeptic?
Oh, I'm a big-time Bengals skeptic. Big time. The Bengals defense last year was, like, legendarily bad. And they replaced the defensive coordinator. Lou Anarumo is now the DC of the Colts. Al Golden, like the former college football head coach, he was Notre Dame's DC last year. He comes in, and I look at this defense, and I don't know if it's going to be a lot better than it was last year, if better at all. You know, Trey Hendrickson's back. He had 17.5 sacks last year. Like, is he going to do that again? Maybe, but, if, you know, maybe not. Shamar Stewart, who was the first-round pass rusher, is extremely raw. Seems to be, like, a real boom-bust prospect. Like, and some of their young draft picks haven't panned out in the same way you could say for Cleveland. Like, Miles Murphy is a recent second-round pick, defensive end. He hasn't done anything. So, I look at this defense, and I think they're going to give up a ton of points this season. And if you watch them in the preseason, and I know it's preseason, but their first-team defense was playing against against second stringers for the Eagles, against the Commanders, and we're getting absolutely torched. Now, the offense is going to be awesome, right? Like it was last year. Burrow's an MVP caliber quarterback. Chase is great. Higgins is great. I do think the offensive line can be better this year, but I don't know how you can pick Cincinnati to do anything of consequence if the defense is projected to be so bad. I think they will miss the playoffs this year. I would never bet Joe Burrow to win MVP. Not that he isn't an MVP caliber player, but think about the number of games that you need your team to win in order to win MVP. Are the Bengals ever going 13-4 with this defense? I think it's extremely unlikely. So I could be wrong, and maybe the defense is average and the Bengals will win 12 games if that's the case, but I'm very skeptical that that will happen. I have the Bengals on the outside of the playoffs.
Nick, correct me if I'm wrong on this, and Nick Costos joining us, our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. I'm assuming you think Baltimore in the AFC North, but tell me what we should think of the Pittsburgh Steelers with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback.
I like the Steelers a lot. I actually think, guys, that the betting market has Pittsburgh like pretty underpriced here compared to what I see as like a very talented roster. Talent on all three levels of the defense, especially once the rookie first-round defensive tackle Derek Harmon is back from injury, right, alongside Cam Hayward and Keanu Benton and T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith. I like the linebackers. I really like second-year linebacker Peyton Wilson. You add Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay to a secondary that already has Porter, right? I really, really like this defense. I think it could be top five this season for the Steelers. And on offense, obviously, there aren't a lot of sexy skill position players. It's really just DK Metcalf in the pass-catching group. But we know Arthur Smith and what he likes to do as an offensive coordinator. And I think you're going to see the Steelers get a little wacky this year, guys, in terms of how they run their offensive formations and personnel. Where I wouldn't be shocked if you saw the Steelers run a good amount of three tight end sets this season with Pat Freiermuth, 6'7" Darnell Washington, who might be the best offensive lineman on the team, and he's a tight end. Obviously, they trade for Jonnu Smith also. They have Hayward's brother also. They've got four tight ends that they can roll out there. So I think you're going to see this offense get a little funky to make up for the lack of wide receivers that they have. And I like Jaylen Warren and the rookie running back Caleb Johnson. And I'm still an Aaron Rodgers guy, even though I think a lot of people aren't. I think he can get the job done this year. Not going to be asked to throw the ball 40 times a game. I think Pittsburgh's going to win 10 games, and I think the Steelers guys will make the playoffs this year out of the AFC North.
Wow. All right, Nick, pleasure. Looking forward to a fun-filled football season, having you with us every Thursday.
You guys got it. Enjoy the games this weekend. Also, my Ohio State Buckeyes, I got them to win the Natty again this year. Looked great last week. Let's keep it rolling. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, in for Andy. So far today, we expect Andy to be in a little bit. He's a banker.
He'll get here when he gets here.
We're giving him grief because we love him.
It's like how I grew up driving to Wisconsin. We'll get there when we get there. We're not putting a time on it. We'll get there when we get there.
You had good parenting. You're lucky.
Tolerant parenting.
The NFL season starts off tonight. The Dallas Cowboys against the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles will be getting their Super Bowl rings. The question we wonder right now here on Baskin and Phelps, will they get another Super Bowl ring at the conclusion of this season? That's a big question. Ladies and gentlemen, let's break it down, shall we? That's two ladies and gentlemen in the same segment. That would be three.
Like it. It gets everybody at attention. You know, it's one of those words that garners attention.
I think you're kind of right about that. So we're going to break down what's going on in the National Football League this year. Who do we think wins and why? Let's start in the American Football Conference, the AFC. In the AFC East, last year the Buffalo Bills were the champs. They had a record of 13-4. Next was Miami at 8-9. Can anybody in that division, Dan, jump up and beat out the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East? I say no. I pick Buffalo to win the AFC East.
I say no. And from all of the sports books I have seen across this fine land, they also agree with no, they will not. Supposedly the highest, or I should say the lowest odds for team to win the division is the Buffalo Bills pretty much everywhere. I don't have many of these that I'm willing to write in pen, but that one is in pen, check mark, move along.
Can Miami jump up, maybe win a wild card spot? Maybe. I'm not banking on it. Mike McDaniel might need it to keep his job. AFC North, last year the Baltimore Ravens 12-5 on top. Pittsburgh Steelers were 10-7 in second place. The Bengals were 9-8. Our team, 3-14, our Cleveland Browns. Will anybody catch the Baltimore Ravens this year in the AFC North?
No, I think the Ravens are the most complete team in football. Like top to bottom, talent, depth, the whole nine yards. That is the most complete team in football. Good luck. Everybody else in this division has a fatal flaw of some point, of some kind, some more fatal flaws than other. They seem to have the least amount of flaws, and they seem to have depth, which are the two things that I look at when it comes to picking winners. Give me the Ravens. I know it's boring. I know it's chalky, but hey. Those pay off too.
I think the Baltimore Ravens are the team to beat in the AFC North. I don't think anybody will beat them in the AFC North. I don't mean to repeat last year's finish, but I think they will. One thing about them that I think people misjudged last year, when they brought in Derrick Henry from the Tennessee Titans, I think everybody thought, yeah, Derrick Henry's at the end of the road. If you know anything about Derrick Henry's history, he's in the top, I think it's top three. Might even be number one, but I think it's top three. In all-time carries in high school football, all-time yardage as well. He gets the football a lot and has never had a problem with it. He's just a physical freak. Early in his career with Tennessee, they kind of brought him along slowly. Maybe that's paying off now. Ravens signed him to a long-term contract. I think he's going to be good for a number of years to come, at least this one. And that's why I take the Baltimore Ravens. Can the Steelers jump up and get into the playoffs? Yeah, I think they can. What about you? Or Bengals?
The Bengals, spoiler alert, I have them making the playoffs. I don't see the Steelers doing it. I don't trust Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith to work well together. The construction of that offense doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me when it comes to Aaron Rodgers' skill set to begin with. So I'm staying away from the Steelers. They've got to prove it to me. Not to mention the defense is old. And it's never good when you're walking into a season where you've invested the most money in football on one side of the ball to be an old defense. And yes, it's necessary to say it that way for comedic effect.
It was really good.
Thank you. Yeah. I try.
I think this is going to be boring in the AFC, so that's a precursor of what's to come. Houston won the AFC South last year at 10-7. The other teams in the division, Indianapolis, they're going with Daniel Jones. I like Daniel, but I don't think he's I don't think he's a huge upgrade over there. Jacksonville, can they get it together with Liam Cohen as head coach? Maybe, but they were 4-13. And Tennessee's 3-14 and playing a rookie quarterback. I think the Houston Texans win that division, despite the fact that Joe Mixon's out and Nick Chubb isn't what he used to be. Keep an eye on a guy named Woody Marks, running back in that backfield. I'll take Houston to again win the AFC South.
Their offensive line is a concern to me. It is not a concern to them. They know more about football than me, so I will trust them on that. But, like, Jiminy Christmas, I look at that offensive line and I'm like, oh, man, CJ Stroud's going to get walloped. But they do have what arguably, like, there's another team in the AFC who may have the best defense in football. This might be the 1B or number 2 defense in football, and it's the Houston Texans. I think they will be good enough to look better in that division, but I've got a sleeper when we get to the wildcard teams that'll come out of this division too.
All right. AFC West, the Kansas City Chiefs last year were 15-2. I mean, they were money all season long. Chargers were pretty good under Jim Harbaugh, 11-6. Broncos, not bad under Sean Payton at 10-7. Raiders, not good, but they have Pete Carroll now. They were 4-13. Can anybody knock off Kansas City in that division this year? I say no. I think the Chiefs have one more run in them. And I honestly think it might just be one more run. But I'll take Kansas City in the West.
I will not bet against Patrick Mahomes until Patrick Mahomes shows me he's worth betting against. Chiefs division done.
Okay.
I would love to give you more analysis than that. I've just been burnt way too many times on it. It kind of feels the same way the New England Patriots did with Brady for years, where it's like, yeah, Patriots to win the division, lock it in, done. Until it does not happen anymore, lock it in, done. That's how I feel with Mahomes.
So we didn't mention our team winning the North. That goes to wild card teams. There are 6 wild card teams, 3 in each conference. Give me your wild card teams out of the AFC, Dan Menigan.
I have the Cincinnati Bengals.
Do you really?
Yeah. Because I think the offense is going to be so good that if the defense is just bad, like if the defense is like the 20th best defense in football, I think they can win enough games to make the playoffs. Now, if they're 30th again or 31st or somewhere in that area, okay, we're going to have a different conversation. But I'm saying, like, one of you, just be bad. Don't be horrendous. I think that the Bengals can get there this year.
Okay.
So I'll take them there. The Denver Broncos are my second wild card team. I believe in Bo Nix. I believe in that defense. I believe in Sean Payton's ability to get guys open. And my third wild card team, we're going to have some fun. Let's go with the Tennessee Titans.
What?
Yeah. Reason being, I trust I trust the Callahans to be able to put together that offense.
They were 3-14.
Right. Hey, every year, our buddy Andrew Siciliano put it great. Every year, there is at least a 3-team turnover. And there's always a team that comes out of nowhere and by hook or by crook finds their way into the playoffs because somebody has to play at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And on wild card weekend, somebody's got to do it. I think it could be the Tennessee Titans who do it because I think they're going to have a weak schedule. And if, let's say, Cam Ward walks onto the field and is the 15th best quarterback in football, you can see a path with that defense. And Bill Callahan will coach that lineup. They've got Calvin Ridley, and that defense is better than you think. I don't know. I wanted to throw something fun in there. That's my fun pick.
Okay. That's your fun pick. I'll take the Chargers. I'll take the Steelers. You want a fun pick?
Let's do it.
Indianapolis Colts with Daniel Jones.
Woo!
Daniel Jones redemption year, baby.
I feel like this is just to prove a point.
Kind of was.
This is a spite pick.
You know what? Well, you know why?
Let's go for it.
Otherwise, I would have picked the exact same teams that made the playoffs last year.
That's part of my
reasoning. With division winners and wild card, and I know that something gets messed up every year. So I'll say the Broncos don't make it this year and the Colts do. Shall we jump to the National Football Conference?
I love it. Let's roll.
All right. In the NFC East, the Philadelphia Eagles, class of the league last year, 14-3. Commanders weren't too far behind at 12-5. Dallas, always competitive, never great anymore, 7-10. Who wins the NFC East?
I have the Philadelphia Eagles winning the AFC East. My reason being, I don't trust the Cowboys to take a step forward. I think the Giants... I think the Giants are going to be fun, but I don't know how many games they're going to win. They might be just that team that is an absolute pain in the rear end to face every single week. And I don't like the Commanders' offseason. I don't like the fact that Terry McLaurin sat out the whole training camp. I hate wide receivers who sit out training camp because that screams I'm going to be fighting a pulled hamstring for the first 2 months. Like, I just don't like how they went about stuff. So I go back to the Eagles. It's like, all right, same group, run it back, maybe a little less depth. Enough talent there to go for it. Jalen Carter's really good in the middle on the defensive side. Let's go.
I know they like their seventh-round draft choice, the running back with the hyphenated name. I like Brian Robinson better.
Who wants to be known as Bill.
Bill, yeah, which is great. I'm glad he wants to be called Bill.
I appreciate that, too.
Me, too. I prefer Brian Robinson. I don't think the Commanders are the team. I'm with you. I think the Eagles have the best roster in the NFL, not the Ravens. I think it's the Eagles. And so I'm going to take Philadelphia in that division again. In the NFC North, last year, competitive, real competitive. Detroit was 15-2. The Fighting Dan Campbells, to quote my friend Dan Menigan. The Vikings were 14-3. Packers were 11-6. It was a loaded division. Ben Johnson goes to Chicago. They were 5-12. Can Minnesota, with a rookie quarterback, jump up and knock off Detroit? You say what, Dan Menigan? Can Green Bay be that team?
Gonna say the Packers, and I don't like myself for it.
At least you're not wearing a Packer hoodie today.
Come on, don't break me. I just want joy. Don't break me.
I'm not going to. I think the Lions are gonna get it done. I think the Lions are getting it done.
Does losing both coordinators scare you?
No. You know why? Because they have Dan Campbell, and teams lose coordinators all the time. When you have the, and you get success, you lose your coordinators. I think Dan Campbell sets the tone there. I think they have a lot of talent. And I'm going to take the Lions to repeat in the NFC North. In the NFC South, last year, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were 10-7. Baker Mayfield and a very talented offense had a very nice year. The Atlanta Falcons were 8-9. Carolina and the Saints, both 5-12. Carolina and the Saints this year, both 5-12. I don't think they'll repeat 5-12, but I think they'll be the bottom two teams in that division. I think the team that wins the NFC South this year is your Atlanta Falcons.
Wow!
I think the Falcons make a move. And if it's not because of Michael Penix, it will be because of Kirk Cousins.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, Bubba.
Someone who's been a long-time Michael Penix enjoyer.
Well, if it's not Penix, I'm saying if he gets hurt, I think Cousins can get it done.
I think so, too. I think it's going to be Penix all season.
You do?
Penix is a joy.
He's thrown to Drake London.
Michael Penix is my favorite quarterback in the league that I don't have to root for.
I like Darnell Mooney at wide receiver. I think he's underrated. And Kyle Pitts is in a contract year at tight end. He hasn't shown a ton yet except some really freakish ability. He was a top, five? Was he the fourth or fifth pick guy taken in that draft? For a reason. And I think this is the year that he shows something. I'm taking the Falcons to knock off the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the South.
I will take the Bucs, though I can see your logic, and it wouldn't shock me in the absolute slightest. Again, can Todd Bowles get it right 3 years in a row? He lost Dave Canales to the Panthers in year one, then turned around and watched Liam Cohen to be the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars in League Two. Now we are on OC3. You get it right 3 times in a row?
NFC West. Rams won it last year, 10-7. Seahawks, 10-7. Cardinals were 8-9. Niners were 6-11. Dan, you say who?
Niners. They've got the easiest schedule. Roll it. They're talented as all get out. Let's go.
I say Niners as well. It's written down right here. They go from 6-11 to winning the division. Wildcard teams, quickly.
Lions, Falcons, Commanders.
Vikings, Bucks, Rams.
That. I like that.
Commanders are going to miss it. Who wins in the playoffs? Who wins the conferences? Who wins the Super Bowl? We'll have that next for you. Coming up on Baskin and Phelps. Menigan's in for Andy. Andy's due in. By golly, we're watching him. I hope he's bringing lunch. It's Baskin and Phelps during the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That includes the Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima, live from 6 to 10 a.m. Subscribe to our channel for free, and you can watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan each and every weekday. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, in for Andy today. We just went through the divisions in the National Football League, who we thought would win the divisions, who we think the wildcard teams will be. And a couple of surprises here and there. I picked Atlanta to win the South. Dan and I in the NFC. Dan and I both picked San Francisco to go from last to first in the NFC West. I picked the exact same teams that won last year in the AFC to win the divisions again this year. Buffalo, Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City. But now what happens come playoff time, Dan? Who ends up competing in the conference championship games? Who do you think it's going to be? Let's start in the AFC.
I have Bills versus Ravens. I think it is going to be a really fun game if we end up with Bills versus Ravens. This Bills team is loaded up. They've put together an offensive line that is really good. I think the Josh Palmer signing, everybody forgot about. I think he's going to be a big part of that offense. Josh Allen's turning 29. He can sling it with the best of them. He's a one-man wrecking crew, and I think the defense will hold up well enough on that side of the ball, and especially the signing of Joey Bosa, I think is a big deal.
I have Buffalo, Kansas City in the AFC, and I'm going to call it as the last hurrah for this Kansas City Chiefs crew. Doesn't mean they won't be as good in years to come, but with this crew, because I think if it doesn't work for them this year, and I don't expect it to, I think they might make some changes. And they might have to replace a certain tight end.
I have the Ravens winning. After waxing poetic of Buffalo, I have the Ravens winning that game.
I have Buffalo winning and going to the Super Bowl.
Fun. I am here for somebody to not make the Super Bowl who hasn't won it in a little bit. And if it means that the Bills get over the hump finally and make their way back to the Super Bowl, or we even get this Ravens team that has been knocking on the door to make the Super Bowl to find their way in, I'm great with it. And I know I am saying that in the wrong place of the country to say such things, but this Ravens team has been knocking on the door for a while.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I hate that you said that.
I know. I don't like saying it either, but...
In the NFC, and of course, you know, this all depends on what bracket teams are in and everything else, so we're just speculating. In the NFC Championship game, I will go with the defending Super Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, against your Fighting Dan Campbell's, the Detroit Lions.
I wrote down the Green Bay Packers versus the Detroit Lions. I hate my pick. I despise it greatly. I probably should pick the Eagles. I just wonder... I am skeptical what this Eagles offense is going to look like without Kellen Moore at the helm. And defending the Super Bowl championship is really hard. Like, it's really hard to make it back to the Super Bowl, especially when everybody is circling you know, you the entire season. Everybody's giving you your best shot all year long. You're having to deal with all of the primetime games. You're having to fly all over the place. That's my only fear with the Eagles. If they make it, I wouldn't be shocked. It's the second most complete roster in football. Maybe my heart is speaking on this. But I have the Lions winning that game.
You have the Lions winning that game.
I have the fighting Dan Campbell's going up against the Baltimore Ravens.
In the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl.
I have the Detroit Lions winning that game as well. So I have Detroit against Buffalo in the Super Bowl. And who's stuck right in the middle geographically? That's right. All of us.
Mm-hmm. But we get what we all want in this world.
Yeah.
Which is Dan Campbell at Media Day.
That's fabulous.
Dan Campbell at Media Day is going to be must-see because there will be no bad questions asked of him. Every dumb question will have an answer with deep thought behind it that is just going to make all of us laugh way too hard because he's Dan Campbell and he's a pure joy.
Who wins the Super Bowl?
I have the Ravens over the Lions.
I have the Bills over the Lions.
Okay.
I just think Josh Allen's due.
I feel the same way, except for Lamar Jackson and Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And this run of the Ravens that they've had. I think this is a somewhat open year. And I look at the Chiefs side of it, and okay, they'll be there. I just look at this Ravens team and go, all right, if you're not doing it this year, then it's just not happening. And I think they realize that too. We'll see, though. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I think it could be a really competitive NFL season. I think there are some good teams. I think there are a couple of teams that just have no shot. You've picked one of them to make the playoffs in the Tennessee Titans.
Well, so here's the logic. Every year, if you go down, there's always one team that not even the fan pages are looking at and going, you know, not even the fan pages are picking them to win. You could go find whatever fan page of the Commanders last year. I don't think you'd find a single one that would have had Jaden Daniels being one of the 10 best quarterbacks in football and that team making the playoffs. Like, I don't think the year that the Texans took Will Anderson and CJ Stroud that anybody wrote down that the Texans were going to be one of the teams that are in the playoffs. It happens every year. And it's not just quarterback based.
No, you're right.
But it happens every year where you get these teams that just come out of nowhere because something like the Sam Darnold Vikings. I don't even think the biggest Viking fan on the face of this earth wrote down that team to win 15 games. And they did. And so I was trying to find somebody who would fit that.
14.
Was it 14?
Yep.
Thank you.
14-3.
And I was like, okay, could it possibly be the Raiders? Like, the Raiders were one of the teams that popped in my head. Okay, Geno Smith on there, Brock Bowers, Jacoby Myers, bringing in Pete Carroll. It seems like a more of an adult organization being run there than what has been there for a little bit. And I was like, okay, this could make sense. I could maybe go this direction and pick them. And I was between them, the Titans, and I went, you know what, let's just have some fun. Let's just pick the fun one. I wanted to put the Jags in there, too, because I can't quit Trevor Lawrence because there's something wrong with me mentally.
I like Trevor Lawrence too. I keep waiting for it to happen.
And I kind of believe in
maybe
Liam
with
Cohen,
Travis Hunter it would.
I want to see Travis Hunter do things we've never seen before. So I'm kind of like rooting for that too. But yeah, every year it happens. There's always one team where we're all looking at each other going, what the? Seriously? Okay. And so that was my okay team.
There are some teams that I think are going to be pretty good and not make the playoffs. And that, for instance, I just didn't have the Packers making the playoffs. Could they? Absolutely. Absolutely, they could do it. In the AFC, I don't have the Broncos making it. Could they make it? Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a clear division. There are some pretty good football teams this year. And I'm looking for just a really competitive NFL season. Do you think anybody's going to go out and win 15 games like the Detroit Lions did last year? Like the Kansas City Chiefs did last year? It doesn't feel that way to me this year.
If any
15-2 that's a heck of a record.
If any team is going to do it, the 49ers might be my pick to do it.
Wow, I can't see that.
The only reason is that schedule. They're playing a fourth place schedule in an NFC West where they're going up against a quarterback who the best quarterback in that division is getting epidurals in his back, and they're saying he's going to play week one. Now, what does that lead to week two, week three, week four? I have no idea when it comes to Matthew Stafford.
They're getting Christian McCaffrey back. All reports are he looks fabulous.
Brandon Ayuk is going to rejoin at some point. They just handed Juwan Jennings a chunk more money. Ricky Pearsall looks like he's doing well.
Ricky could be the real deal.
They brought back Robert Saleh. Like
you added Sky Moore from Kansas City, who didn't do anything in Kansas City. But if anybody can figure out what to do with him, it might be Kyle Shanahan.
Right. Like, I can build a narrative in my head where this Niners team, because they are playing such a soft schedule, which is what happened with that Vikings team, you know, some of it with Sam Darnold was the fact that they played a really soft schedule, that you're able to build up a bunch of those wins. So that's why, like, that's the team. If you're like, who could win 15 games? I'm looking at the team with the most talent and the easiest schedule. Now, are they top heavy and could they be the snake bite team again? Absolutely. You know, the snake bite team, I mean the team that just ends up completely upended with injuries. You know, everybody's hurt, kind of like the Niners did last year, where everybody was hurt except Brock Purdy.
And Brock, I think, is a good quarterback. I don't think he's a great quarterback, but he can run the system. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that to call him a system quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback.
Do you see anybody winning 15?
I don't.
Okay.
No, I can see more than a handful of teams winning double-digit games. You know, we might have more of that than we've had in the past. For instance, in the AFC, I could see Buffalo, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincy, Houston, maybe Indy, Kansas City, the Chargers, the Broncos. I think all of those teams are capable of winning double-digit games. Will they? No, I don't think they will. But are they capable? Yeah, I think they are. And in the NFC, I think it's a similar situation.
The ones I would circle would be the Niners, and the other one I might pick to win 15 would be the Bills. And it's just because I look at that AFC East and I'm like, oof. Okay. You know, Mike Vrabel's in New England. Okay, this could get a little better. They could step in the right direction. Drake May seems like he knows what he's doing. The Dolphins, I mean,
they're kind of a mess.
You want to talk about the anti-vibes team, it's the Dolphins. I mean, everything that you're reading coming out of Miami, it's like,
Tyreek Hill stripped of his captain title.
Yeah.
And then saying, I can still be a leader. I don't need to be a captain to be a leader. I lead on the field.
I mean, I appreciate that part.
Yeah, I do too, but
I definitely will. And then you start reading those Mike McDonald quotes of, you know, let's get a little deeper than he would want your football coach to pretty much be in a press conference.
Mike McDaniel?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Mike McDaniel, you're right. I said Mike McDonald. I get that confused because of the Seahawks head coach now.
Correct.
Who is Michael McDonald.
Minute by minute.
They'll be holding on. I mean, good gravy. You're gonna hand the reins to Sam Darnold, hand him Jackson Smith and Jigba, and tell him to go get him. You'll be holding on.
It's the same with Sean McVay and Sean McDermott. It's the same type of deal, isn't it?
Yeah, but for some reason, that one I could keep straight in my head.
And we have too many guys named Brian coaching in the NFL. Callahan, Daboll, Schottenheimer. They're too many.
All of you need to go out and change your names. Think about what you've done and change your name.
Who steps up, maybe wins the MVP award? Are we going to go simple and go quarterback here? I've got a real out-of-the-box idea for you. Jamar Chase.
Someone else threw that out on, I think it was the Athletic Football Show. One of the guys threw it out there. Whether it was Mays or Derek Klassen or Dave Hellman. One of those three threw it out, and I was like, really? And then they made the case. I was like, oh.
He's really good, man.
It's the Triple Crown. That makes sense.
They're going to have to throw the ball. That team's going to have to put up points. He could put up, if he stays healthy, historically good numbers for a wide receiver. And, man, is he good. And he got paid, so he's happy. And he's got T. Higgins, who got paid, so they're both happy, which makes Joe Burrow happy. I don't expect Jamar Chase to win it. How's that?
They've almost started using what they should have done from the beginning, which is they've started using offensive player of the year as essentially the non-quarterback division.
Yeah,
which is what should have happened for a while because it's really hard to hand the MVP in football to somebody else who isn't a quarterback.
So, got a name for me? I had another one.
I don't want to go chalk. I really don't want to go chalk.
Josh Allen?
That's where I was heading.
Back to back.
He won it last year.
How about Jared Goff?
Lamar Jackson was another one that popped in my head. If you think
if you're going quarterback, Jared Goff could do it.
I could see Goff. There's some people who are hopping on the Jordan Love train. I would not do that one.
The Love train. Get it?
I will be riding the Love train all
season
long.
People all over the world want to do that.
Let me tell you, that's an up and down one. The Love train should probably come with one of those like Dramamine patches behind your ear.
So that's our look at the National Football League this year. I have Buffalo winning it all, beating Detroit. Dan has Baltimore winning it all, beating Detroit. We'll see. Fun little exercise. Let me throw this one at you, Browns fans. You're going to want to chime in, 216-474-0092. Why don't you like Kevin Stefanski as your head coach when most everybody around the NFL thinks he's a good coach? Next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.